Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge, bringing you more stories about incredible women who share their knowledge and let you in on their amazing experiences, all to help you learn and grow along the way. My special guest today is Molly Evans. Molly is the co-founder of the Baby Vita Oxygen Monitor, a sophisticated yet easy-to-use device that monitors the oxygen level and heart rate wirelessly from a baby's foot. This is a device that sends an alarm if either of the vital signs fall outside of the predetermined ranges. When Molly's baby was born, Molly did what every mother would do, including myself, checked her baby constantly. She had a baby video monitor, but began to wonder, what would it sound like if my baby stopped breathing? After many sleepless nights and reinforcement from other moms experiencing the same fears, Molly realized she had to take action. So she did, and she's here to talk about it with us today. So Molly, it's such a pleasure to have you on my show. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure for you, yes, to have us on and to get to tell everyone about Baby Vita.
Oh, well, you know, I thought, as soon as I read that question that you posed, so, you know, as a new parent, you did ask a very important question, because having a baby video monitor doesn't let you know what it would sound like. What would it sound like if my baby stopped breathing? So tell us briefly how your product, Baby Vita, kind of came to life as a result of that question.
Yeah, I mean, like every parent, we have four children now, and with our first, you can see them on your baby monitor, and you can even hear them if they're crying, and sometimes you can actually hear them, but it's just, you know, you look and you try to listen, and you can't always tell if your baby's actually breathing or not. So you, of course, hover over them and put your hand on their chest or their back and, you know, kind of wiggle them a little bit sometimes to see if they're actually breathing or not. And I mean, it's hard to, you know, to even fall asleep sometimes because you don't even hear anything, and you're like, okay, this is my new baby. They're even right, lying right next to me, and I still can't hear them. So I want to make sure that they're breathing okay and making sure they're safe even next to you or in their nursery.
Well, I can relate so much to what you're saying, because when I was a new mom, I had my daughter's, I guess it's like that bassinet right next to me, and I was constantly like reaching down to make sure, looking to see if she was breathing. And we're talking 20 years ago, so even the technology mm-hmm. has become so much more sophisticated. But I guess I'm really curious about the research that went into Baby Vita before you went to market. Was there a lot of legwork for you and your husband, correct? You developed it together.
Yeah. Yes. Like I kind of had the idea after our son was born, and just, you know, going through a new parenting phase, like everyone, you kind of think, okay, well, what else is there on the market that I can do to check on my baby and make sure that they're safe? And when going to the doctor, you know, they warn you about every possible thing that can go wrong. And here you go home and take care of your child. So you just want to make sure that you have every new gadget and everything that you can actually use to keep your child safe. And we actually enlisted the help of engineers. So, you know, we're business-minded people and educated, but we obviously let the professionals do what they do. And so we kind of worked with some engineers and kind of said, this is what we want. This is how, you know, this is how we think it's going to work. How do you think this is going to work? And so, and it took over 2.5 years even to get it, to get really a prototype. And we even went through like a year where we thought, okay, we have something. And then we were like, okay, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to be comfortable. It's not going to stay on the child's foot. And then we had to completely redesign it and use some different technology.
And is it comfortable? So I can picture it, and I've seen material that it sort of slips on. Is it the heel of the child's foot?
Yes. So when you, when you get it, it's actually like a flat piece, and there is a computer board, and there is a little battery, and then there's four slots, and then there's also the pulse oximeter that fits on the heel, and it kind of bends around your baby's heel, and then you strap it on, kind of a crisscross gladiator style. And then there's a little comfort sock that actually holds the board and the battery back to the heel. And I've used it on my baby. My baby is now almost two, but she started using it when she was 6 months, because that's when we got our first prototype. And she wore it till she was almost a year and a half even. And it's from 0 to 12 months, but she would just like, we'd be like, okay, Tatum, let's try to put it on your foot. And she'd just stick her little foot out there, and she kind of knew. And she would even keep it on. Yeah, so it was fine. It's kind of, the little support sock kind of fits over it, and it's nice because any baby, you can put it on with pants, socks, put it pajamas, sleep sacks, anything like that, to create the most comfort for your child.
Yeah, you definitely want the child to be comfortable. Do you think that there was anything that stood out when you were going through this research process, or anything that you learned about whether it was other products or how moms in general felt?
Yeah, I mean, just going through the process, we thought, we could add a couple extra things onto our sensors and try to like make it this more sophisticated gadget. And what really people want to know is if your child is breathing or not. So we thought the best way to communicate that was just with the oxygen level and the heart rate, and not try to do like skin temperature and, movements. Because I mean, if you see your baby's heart rate, you know that they're moving, you know that they're breathing, that they're fine.
Exactly. And it sends an alert to one of your devices. Does it go to your smartphone? How does that work?
Yeah. So what it is, so you have the monitor and you have a comfort sock and some straps. And then there's also an app that you can download onto any smartphone, Android or iPhone. And it's actually ran through Bluetooth. So you can take it anywhere on the go or at home or to grandma's house. And it goes to your smartphone, and then you can set your device and check your baby's levels. You can do it. We actually have it set up that you can set your child's age range. We have like 0 to 3, 3 to 6, and 6 to 12, because there is a little bit of difference as your child grows in their heart rate. And then you also can set an alarm function. So you don't have to have it on, but when you do put it on, it'll let you know if there are, if the levels have dropped below our predetermined range.
Excellent.
And yeah, and then you know that your baby's heart rate has either spiked or dropped, and then obviously the oxygen levels, if they've dropped, then you definitely need to go seek additional support.
Yes, and certainly giving moms and dads peace of mind. This product is, I think, I can think back to being a new mom and remembering, put the baby on the baby's stomach because that's the acceptable way and they won't stop breathing. Put the baby on the side, put the baby on their back. But, that changed all the time, the rules about how the baby should sleep. If we just had the product like this, back 20 years ago, that really would have probably given me a sense of comfort. So also, just curious, are you the only entrepreneur in your family? So here you are, an entrepreneur. Where did this come from? Who influenced you?
Well, my husband, Jeff, is actually the first entrepreneur. He has started some different companies in sporting goods. And so it kind of gave me the, the creativity and the ideas to start thinking of things like, oh, well, wouldn't this be nice to have, there's a void in this area of my life. Wouldn't this be nice to have? Let's talk about it and see if we can actually do something with it. And some of them have been completely misses, and some of them have obviously been, we've followed through, and actually, hopefully, this is going to be able to help parents everywhere. So my husband is definitely the beginning of the entrepreneur in our household.
Well, something has definitely caught on. I'm talking with my special guest, Molly Evans, co-founder of Baby Vita Oxygen Monitor. In the next segment, Molly will discuss her advice to other professionals who want to bring their dream products to market.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communications and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from interest to action, giving you a roadmap that fosters deeper engagement and forges stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformance.com. Thank you.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge, host of Women Worldwide. Welcome back to the show, where Molly Evans and I were just chatting about her journey as an entrepreneur and the development of the Baby Vita Oxygen Monitor. So, Molly, we were just touching upon your journey to get your product to market, and you were saying how your husband was the entrepreneur in the family, and you kind of picked up on that. So on the note of being an entrepreneur today, what qualities do you need to possess to be successful? What do you think it takes as an entrepreneur?
Well, let's see. I think you definitely need to, once you have an idea, you want to kind of explore the different options and see if there's anything like it out there, and just have the business plan to back it up, because that's kind of the first thing that people ask you about is your business plan. And also just the drive, kind of, because it's very frustrating at times, and you kind of want to, you have to kind of push through some of those hard times and, keep it going, and just have the belief that what you're doing is going to benefit, you and others.
Yeah, it's that belief, that passion, because it can get frustrating. Sometimes people don't see your vision, or even like you said, you're going to hit some roadblocks along the way and you can't just stop. Something that you said about the business plan, I think, is really important, because do you ever notice, the greatest entrepreneurs have excellent ideas, but it's really what's behind the idea and how you're going to bring it to life. So, yes, I agree. Having that business plan is super important. So what do you think have been, the greatest achievements versus the biggest challenges, on your journey with your husband to develop your product?
Kind of actually just getting to the finish line is kind of our biggest achievement, because in the beginning, you have an idea and you go out and you seek help and you figure out how to make it a possibility. But actually for us, getting to see it all the way through, it's been great. Having an actual working monitor to help children is great, and another obstacle.
Be very proud. Your family must be very proud to watch you go through that. How about challenges?
Yeah. We created this thing and we designed it, and then we were like, we had to start over completely, because we thought, this isn't the way it is going to be. And we actually did, we had something that we were really proud of, and we did a focus group. And then parents were like, new parents now are, well, we just want it on our phone. Well, we want something, we can just take us with us anywhere that it's not bulky. And so I thought, we kind of need to start over, because originally we did have a base station, and we just kind of thought, parents today, they do. They just want to take it. They want to, pull out their phone, pull up an app.
Oh, yes.
be on their way. So that was probably the biggest challenge, just thinking like, okay, we're really close. And then all of a sudden, we had to redesign everything and figure out a new way. That was probably the hardest point in our journey.
Did you ever feel at any point that you had to rush because somebody else was going to come to market with your product before you did? They say that whenever you have a great idea, there's always 10 other entrepreneurs who have the same great idea. Was that ever like a worry or a concern, or you just felt like you were so far ahead?
You know, I mean, it's always a worry and concern for that, but we have a really good, one of the first things we've done was file a patent, and we have a really good patent and a patent attorney, and that was pretty much the first step in our business journey with this product, was a good attorney with a great patent. And we weren't really concerned about, getting there the fastest. But yeah, when it takes over 2 years, you are kind of anxious to just get it out there so that, you know, nobody else has that same idea.
Exactly. Yeah, I would be antsy if it was past 2 years. Well, and I think it's interesting that you worked with your husband. So, of course, the question is going to come up, what's it like to be a husband and wife team? And did you enjoy working with your husband to develop the product? You know, how much fun did you have and how much fighting was there?
Yeah, really. When we started, we had an office out of our home, and that was challenging because I was, you know, originally used to him being out of another office. And so we ended up being, working together in our home together. And that was very challenging. And then we finally got an office, and, he could work from there and I could work home, or we could, you know, flip flop, and it's been great ever since. So that's been...
It's better when you're not in the same locations of working.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like. It works. You know, suits the team.
Yeah, you definitely have to. I mean, with any relationship, you're going to have ups and downs with a boss or coworkers. But you definitely kind of have to separate and kind of like at lunchtime be like, okay, it's lunch now. Let's not talk about business, or, you know, it's, we're home with kids. It's time to like take an hour break and just, you know, even though it's being an entrepreneur and being a business owner, there's not really much time off, but
right.
You just have to take those breaks once in a while.
Well, that's an important point, because now it's not just you, but it's also your husband. And being that you have 4 children, you do have to know when to turn it on and when to turn it off. And yes, as an entrepreneur, that could always be, your business could always be the topic of conversation. So you're mm-hmm. probably working towards some sort of work-life blend. I can't even know if you use the word balance anymore.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to other people who have a dream and want to see a product come to life? What would you say to them?
I would definitely say to do your research, and, if you have a business that you're looking forward to, I mean, you definitely have to have a passion for it, and it's part of your, you know, daytime, nighttime, it's your life pretty much. So until you can bring your own business to reality, it's kind of your life. But yeah, just to have that passion and to do your research. And I would say also have a good support system around you, whether it be your family, business people in your life, lawyers or a business friend, you know, to kind of help talk through things. I think sometimes that is helpful.
Yeah, the whole support system, family is tremendous, business professionals. Do you get out to network, you and your husband, so that you can, you know, build your sort of professional network and rely on partners to do certain things? How does that work out? Because your children are young, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, I mean, and anymore, you kind of don't have to leave your home to network with LinkedIn and social media, which is great.
I know, that's right.
yeah. But also, just the network of friends, I mean, being a mom, and I mean, I definitely attend different mom groups and, you know, running ideas past different people that, you know, have the same, you know, concerns or ideas that I do, and we're kind of in the same boat, especially with, you know, being moms. But, you know, I mean, having, you know, networks through sports and kids' activities has probably been our best network.
And that works with your lifestyle, too. So it's a natural extension. That's really, really smart. You mentioned social media. So how are you getting the message out about Baby Vita? Or is it more through your own network? Are you building a community online? Are you using social media? How does that play into the whole process?
We definitely have a network with like LinkedIn and Facebook, and we have our website, and we have a video right now that actually kind of tells our story and kind of poses that question, what if your baby stopped breathing? How would you know that? We kind of push that in through Facebook ads and just sharing and having our friends share it and like it. And it's funny because we've actually reached so many people. We've reached 9 different countries just through Facebook and people sharing about our product. And we've had so many, even like phone calls. We've had a police officer from New York had a newborn, and it was actually a preemie baby, and she brought her home and heard about our product and said, "How do I get this?" She called right away and said, "How do I get this? Where do I, you know, get this?"
Great.
And we actually just had a sample, and we sent one to her, and she had some pretty, you know, great concerns with being a new mom, and so she's kind of our spokesperson right now, because she's just been so great, and she's just, you know, been able to go through this period with her newborn and use our product and, you know, tell her story. So that's been an amazing bonus to, you know, having Facebook and being able to share everything.
Well, what I find so interesting is that, you know, police officers are trained to deal in all sorts of crisis situations. So, you know, whether it's an older man who stops breathing or a baby stops breathing, but when it's your own baby, you know, you go to great lengths, no matter what, to protect and make sure that you don't ever have to put your training to use. So I think that's awesome that a police officer reached out.
I know.
Rightly and exactly. And, you know, is using your product and can be a megaphone to say, hey, even the best trained professionals, look, I need this because I want to make sure, you know, I can answer that question. What does it look like if my baby stops breathing? And you must, I can't imagine the stories that, you know, have you come across moms who have shared stories about, you know, this happened to my baby, or I wish this product was in place. Has that happened at all?
Yeah, we've actually had a mom call us about, that she's pregnant, but she had lost lost a baby about a year and a half ago. And
that's so sad.
Just her story, and it's just so emotional because she is telling us and, you know, having kind of to relive it herself as she tells her story. And she's pregnant again, and she's due in November, and she found this through Facebook and just thought, okay, I need to know where to get this. I need this for my next child.
Oh, boy. That's huge.
And we've had a couple heartbreaking stories, and even just moms that are like new moms, but they have second moms. They have their first child that, you know, is at daycare or, you know, playgroups, and they bring colds home, and they have a newborn now with a cold, and they can't breathe very well, and, you know, you just, that's even, you know, just as hard as, you know, trying to be a new parent and then having to deal with some virus that has come into your house. So we've had a couple of those stories as well, which is, you know, I mean, that's exactly why I wanted to use it when I was, you know, had little ones. And I mean, there's so many stories. I have twins, and they had RSV at one time, and at 3 months old, and you just are around the clock just watching them, and that's what the doctors tell you. Okay, every 45 minutes, you should wake your child up and make sure that they're okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that is really tough to handle. Mm-hmm. So a product, your product certainly comes in handy here. The, with respect to the product and the way it kind of fits with the sock on the baby, is there an age limit to this? I mean, I'm sure that, and I don't know if you have the answer to this question, but does a child outgrow a period of when you have to worry about the baby's going to stop breathing? So what's the time frame or the age use for this type of product?
You know, the age use that we have is 0 to 12 months. But like I said, with my daughter, we have, you know, gone past that with, she was 18 months at one time wearing the sock. And we actually have two sets of socks, one a small sock and a small strap. So when they're newborn and they're 8 pounds, it's going to fit them. And then we also have a 6 to 12 month sock and strap that it grows with them, and they're flexible, and they're a comfortable stretchy material that kind of sits on them. I kind of say they're kind of like, I don't know if I can say this, but an ACE bandage. You know, it kind of reminds you of not so tight, but
right.
And it's a lot more comfortable, but it's kind of like it kind of
supportive
with you.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yeah. So here you are, this entrepreneur, you're a mother of four, you have this new product, you've worked with your husband, you're going to be out there in the limelight. And I guess share something that maybe people wouldn't know about you. Share something about yourself that maybe people wouldn't necessarily know.
I'm from a small town, and we now live in Omaha, Nebraska. And we've actually used Omaha as kind of our hub, and used different people around us to kind of help us get going with our different companies, like our plastics. And we're a local company. We're made in the USA, so it's been great. Let's see, I don't know. I have an 8-year-old, and my girls are now 6 years old. My twins are, and then almost 2-year-old. So, and I love being. I originally stayed at home, and but now I've obviously taken on this kind of new role for our family. And
I
love being a mom.
Yeah, it comes through in everything that you say, because you brought what you do as a mom to develop this type of product shows such a love and such a caring to make sure that children are healthy and grow up, and you can help other moms to feel comfortable and to know their babies are safe. So I think it's awesome what you're doing. You're welcome. Last question is a really easy one. How can my listeners find out more about you and Baby Vita?
You can go to our website at babyvita.us and watch our video, and it'll kind of tell you our story and kind of how the Baby Vita Oxygen Monitor works. And we will be in stores in the beginning of September in about half of the Walmarts throughout the country. And then we're also going to be soon on Amazon Mom and Target.com. We'll follow that. And hopefully Babies R Us in a month or two.
That is so exciting. So congratulations. And Molly, thank you very much for joining us today and for sharing your journey as an entrepreneur and all of the hard work that went into Baby Vita Oxygen Monitor. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'd also like to thank everyone for tuning in to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. And until we meet again for our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge, brought to you by Pure Performance Communications on thesocialnetworkstation.com. You can reach Pure Performance at www.pureperformancecom.com. Women Worldwide is produced by SNI, and the opinions of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Social Network Intermedia, LLC, or the Social Network Station.